Jesus told his disciples to go first to the lost house of Israel. Paul was God's rescue agent to prevent the apostles that Jesus had kept with him through those 3 years, three and a half, from doing the opposite. Strictly limiting the faith to the house of Judah, to the Jew. God chose Paul as his apostle to the Gentiles, which was to start with a lost house. Paul decided to go to Asia. The Holy Spirit constrained him, sent him down to Troas, an angel sent him to Philippi, into Macedonia, where the Thracian Celts had settled, who traced their roots back to the worship of Moses, which in the Maccabean letters there's clear indication that the people in this region had contacted the high priest and had recognized their common heritage in Abraham. Celtic tribes. Paul took the gospel in the lost chapter of Acts, as we have pointed out, that wasn't uncovered until Sunini uncovered it. And published it at the turn of the 19th century. One who was a Frenchman, no less, who had no reason to exalt the English when they were at war during the time of the Louis, that has that 29th chapter that ends the mystery of the abrupt ending of the 28th chapter, as if Paul would sit in a house, rented house, free to come and go, hang out a shingle and say, "Am here, will teach, come and see me." And even before that, the little band that Christianized the south of France, Mary and Martha and Lazarus, and the little band around Jesus that all of the relics and traditions point to being the earliest missionaries in the south of France, and Joseph of Arimathea, who built the first church above ground in Glastonbury and converted members of the Silurian king's house that produced the roots from which the church at Rome that Paul addressed his epistle to was based. All these are Celts, lost tribes. God saw to it that his mission was directed first there. Well, does that mean nobody else can get saved? No. God does things the way he says he's going to do them. He chose Abram and his descendants to be his oracle. And Jesus took from those who received him not his own and gave it to a nation bearing fruit. He reaffirmed what God through Jacob had done when he divided the birthright and put the throne with Judah, lawmaking with Judah, but the birthright was Joseph's through Ephraim. God made sure that this lost house, the birthright house, would carry out his assignment, as he always did with these people who unwillingly became his oracle. He made sure that these descendants would receive the gospel first, and they in turn would take it to the whole world, which is exactly what happened. Who's Christianized the world? Asia and Africa didn't Christianize the Celts. Like it or lump it, that's the way God does things. His way. And it is not an accident that in this epistle to the Galatians, which was written to none other than the Celtic converts who were not Jewish converts, they were Celtic converts, lost tribes people, whether they knew it or not, that he pulls that passage from Isaiah 54 and applies the wonderful truth of the benefits purchased by Christ in his atoning death and resurrection to that passage, most emphatic in saying Sinai was Abram fornicating in the tent with Hagar, the product Ishmael, the result of fleshly strivings after what God has said. No miracle involved at all. We, the recipient of what had been done in the 53rd chapter, as he opens his quote with 54:1, we, the children of the free, avail ourselves of the benefits of his death, which included the death of the law. And we are the children of the free. It's not an accident that the very first song is by those divorced ones. No one else was divorced but the lost tribe of Israel. They get to sing first. The wife of their youth, with whom God for a moment forsook, in a little wrath hid his face. Now, because the barrier was broken and the husband, the law, having become incarnate in Christ, had died, now marriage again is free with the risen Christ without the yoke of bondage of the law. That's what Christ's death obtained for us. And in that 53rd chapter, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and as we ended it, he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, he bare the sin of many, made intercession for the transgressor. The life of the soul resides in the blood. And this cup, by which we remember what he did, in the covenant relationship he established the night before he died, simply points to the fact that the life of the soul resides in the blood. The worth of the blood is the worth of the soul, and the one who died for us removed all barriers. The law that kept us in bondage died that we might live, and we're now free to be wed to him in a life of freedom. Grace, unmerited favor, peace, cessation of againstness, and dunamis, or the power of his life, being placed in us because the barrier between us was broken. We're free. Free to marry to his life, which is the miracle work that he does. And that's what we're to remember as we lift this cup, that we're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. We no longer have to make ourselves worthy that we might measure up to a husband that cannot bend or in any way compromise the standard of perfection. It's dead. Now we live in him and take this cup in the knowledge that in those iniquities and transgressions that were laid on him were all those that we've committed, and we're free. As by faith we look at this cup and remember him and say, thank you, Lord, for your grace as we partake together. Same passage, which is the benefits he purchased with his stripes, ye are healed. Himself bare our sicknesses and our infirmities and took them all away from us. We are free from any of the consequences of Adam's sin. We're free from the law. We are free to participate in his life, and included in that is the healing virtue that flows from his atoning work. He bore our sicknesses and infirmities, and now in the past tense with Peter we can say, with his stripes ye were healed. Past tense, as we take together in Jesus' name. Now to the telephone.